This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome, everyone, to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston, the director of UCLA Mindful, the Mindfulness Education Center of UCLA Health. I want to welcome all the people who are online. We have people all around the world who are watching the live stream of this, and I just want to say hi. I got to see you a few weeks ago, but not today. But you're so welcome, and everyone is welcome here. We're here to practice mindfulness, and mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So we're really trying to develop a mind that can be stable, a mind that can be open, a mind that can be in present time experience without getting lost in the past or the future, without getting sucked into all of our worries and concerns, and finding a mind that has calm, ease, stability, and we can, through that, cultivate a feeling of well-being. Now, today, I don't know if any of you are feeling a little agitated, stressed out. Am I reading the room right? It's been a rough week. So I'm going to do practices that help us get more grounded, in particular meditation we've done in the past, which we call the mountain meditation. So it's an opportunity for us to come in to use the mountain as a metaphor for stability, solidity, strength, ease, grounding. And we'll use it as a metaphor as we practice, and hopefully it will help us feel better. Yeah. Okay, so the invitation is to settle back into a comfortable posture, one that can work for you. And if it's your first time, feet on the floor, hands resting where they're comfortable, back upright but not too rigid or tight. And your eyes can be closed. Although some people prefer to meditate with their eyes open, it's up to you if you do want to keep them open, looking downward so you're not too distracted. If you are practicing at home, you might be on a couch or a bed or a chair or cushion on the floor. Anything is fine as long as it's supportive to you. So now we're going to shift our attention from what we can think of as the outer world into the inner world. So it might have taken a lot to get here today, maybe not for some of you, but the movement is from all the planning and imagining and thinking and all the getting here and the driving or the whatever it was that took, that we put our focus and our attention on, and we bring it into ourselves. Right, to find a place of solidity and ease, well-being. So let's bring our attention to our feet on the ground. And so when we do that, what do you notice? You might notice that there is pressure, hardness, tightness, warmth, coolness. If you're wearing shoes, you might feel kind of the material of your shoe against your, or sock against your foot. So just letting your attention come to rest on the ground, on where your feet meet the ground. And then also notice your back of your thighs on the chair. So you have a sense of being held, right? So there's what makes contact with the furniture, right? It also could be your back, feet on the ground. And just feel the stability of this posture. And notice if your stomach is tense or tight, and see if you can soften by taking a deeper breath, allowing any tension that's here to release. And at the same time, still feeling kind of like those three places, right? Both feet on the ground and then your seat on the chair or the back of your thighs, like whatever is concrete. Allowing the stomach to soften. Notice your hands. Notice your arms and shoulders. Let the shoulders drop. And if your shoulders are feeling a little tense, you can definitely move them a little bit to get some just ease. And since we're working on solidity and ease today, if you want to do a tiny little massage, if you're drawn, of shoulders and neck. And switch to the other side if you haven't. So we can notice there's feet on the floor, there's seat on the chair, there's legs, there's a back that's upright, there's the shoulders that have dropped, the hands that are resting, and then noticing your face. And is your face soft? Let it be soft. Facial muscles, we can kind of clench our eyes or our mouth or tighten our jaw, but see if just a little bit of relaxation, if that's possible. And then let's take a breath here. And then if you can imagine this posture that you are in is like a mountain. So just imagine, use your imagination that you are a mountain. And if you want to take a moment to reflect on a mountain that you may have at least a little familiarity with, maybe you have climbed a mountain, maybe you have seen beautiful pictures of a mountain, maybe you've seen mountains in the distance, maybe there are mountains in the town in which you live. But just bring to mind a mountain, or, you know, even when it's from movies or books or anything, but see if you can, in your mind's eye, see, sense, or feel a mountain. And you might want to be specific, like, where, what is special about this mountain? What do you remember? Is it the snow at the top? Is it the majestic quality of the mountain? Is it the topography? What about this mountain moved you? And now with that mountain in mind, let's imagine that, kind of however you want to play with this, that we are that mountain. So the base of our body or our feet and seat of the chair is the bottom of the mountain, and the mountain goes up, 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 up to the top. Or maybe you want to imagine that you're sitting on the top of the mountain. Or maybe you want to imagine that the mountain is kind of centered in your core and your belly, like the very tip of the mountain. But use your idea, imagination, sensing, feeling. You don't have to visualize. Some people do, some people don't. But what would give you a sense of a mountain here, stable and present? And breathe. And see if you can evoke this quality. And we're really doing it. It's a metaphor for all the things I talked about: stability, ease, dignity, strength. What if you become a mountain, just in your mind? And what are the qualities you feel in your body and mind as you bring to life or you invoke this mountain? What do you notice? Solidity, strength, ease, power, openness. So as we sit here and feel these qualities, it's just a way of helping us get centered and grounded and not so swayed by the ups and downs of life and all the confusion in the external world. We can come back to the mountain inside us. And I'm going to encourage you to do this throughout the meditation as we continue on. So in the meantime, I want you to switch over a little bit just to finding something to attend to. We can listen to the sounds. You can turn your attention to the sounds around you. Sounds coming and going. For some people, listening to sounds is very soothing, very concrete. As you listen to sounds, notice if you start to think about the sound. And that's normal, but see if you cannot kind of get pulled into that story. I like the sound, I don't like the sound, what is that sound? Just listen. And from the perspective of that mountain energy, that strength and solidity, how would listening happen? You don't have to know the answer, but just how might a mountain listen? It's just a thought exercise. So many things happen to mountains, right? There's all sorts of weather patterns, snow, lightning, thunder, right? And the mountain just stays really stable. And taking a breath. And now shifting your attention into your body, noticing your body breathing. The rising and falling of your abdomen or chest, or the in and out sensations at your nose, tingling, warmth, coolness. Let the breath be at its own natural rhythm, rising, falling, expanding, contracting. If you're new to mindfulness meditation, what we like to do is find something to focus on. So you have some options today. You can focus on your breath in your abdomen, your chest, or your nose. You can listen to the sounds. Or you can kind of stay with that mountain and just see what it would be like if I just keep my attention on this feeling in the body, the stability, strength, ease. it's not so easy to do. It's easy kind of for our mind to then just get a little distracted by that, but that is another option. So finding your focus. And we're going to notice moment after moment, breath after breath, or sound after sound, or this image or metaphor. And when you do this, if your attention wanders away, which it typically does for people, it's not a big deal. Notice it's wandered. And then gently bring it back to the breath, to the sound, or to that mountain. And then we keep doing it over and over. Can I come back to a place of solidity within me? Can I come back to just the simple act of breathing? So let's move into silence for a little while as you play with this. And if you're just staying with your breathing or the listening from time to time, reconnect with that mountain quality. And then go back to your breathing or the listening. as you continue meditating, just want to offer our instruction for people with a little more experience. What would it be like if that mountain were a mountain of awareness, of presence? So the mountain is within you. You are the mountain. And the quality of the mountain is awareness itself. Going deep, deep down into the earth and high up towards the sky. And you are part of the mountain, or the mountain is within you. So just add that. If that doesn't make sense to you, just stay with whatever you're doing. Just a few more minutes for this exploration. So bringing that mountain to mind, if you're not there right in this moment, reminding yourself of the mountain you've chosen and the qualities, and sensing into your body and mind, do you feel the stability, the strength, the power, the ease? You may or may not, but just notice. If you could evoke the qualities of a mountain as you breathe and sense. And then I'll just ask a question for you to play with. If whatever you're dealing with that's rough in your life right now, personally or out in the world, globally, however you want to think about it, whatever you're dealing with that's difficult, how might you deal with it with the qualities of a mountain inside you? So just see what comes to mind. Maybe you're imagining a scenario that you deal with strength and courage and power. Okay, noticing what's happening in your body for the last moment. And if you're not feeling qualities of the mountain, see if you can let whatever is here be here. It's just a practice. And we can wish a little kindness out into the world to conclude the meditation, and wishing where people feel discouraged and frightened and confused and so forth, that they can have qualities that we're trying to embody here too. So feel your feet on the ground, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Thank you so much for your practice today. Hope it was helpful. Hope you feel mountainous, whatever the quality is. So just a few small announcements. Our center, UCLA Mindful, offers programs, events, classes, and things. We have some things coming up. There's a flyer on the right when you exit, or if you're listening online, just go to our website. There's lots of things to check out, lots of free classes, and our app, UCLA Mindful, which has everything we do in here plus many more things. We have 17 or 18 now different languages on the app where you can learn mindfulness. I will be outside the foyer out there on the other side if you have any questions or you want to say hello in just a few minutes. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.